Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65. Texts 2 and 3. Lord Balram visits Vrindavan. Parishvakat Parishvaktas Chiro Kantir Gopir Gopibhir Evacha Ramo Bivadya Pitarav Ashir Bhir Abhinandita Arishvaktas Chiro Kantir Gopai Gopi Bhir Evacha Ramo Bivadya Pitarav Ashir Bhir Abhinandita Arishvaktas Chiro Kantir Gopir Gopi Bhir Evacha Ramo Bivadya Pitarav Ashir Bhir Abhinandita Arishvaktas Chiro Kantir Gopir Gopi Bhir Evacha Ramo Bivadya Pitara Shur Bhir Abhinandita Rishvaktas Chiro Kantir Gopir Gopi Bhir Evacha Ramo Bivadya Pitara Ashir Bhir Abhinandita Madhaji. Vishvakta Shtiro Kantir Vivadya Pitara Ashir Bhir Abhinandita. Here we'll do word for word. Parishvakta, embraced. Sira, for a long time. Ukantahi, who had been in anxiety. Gopahi, by the cowherd men. Gopibhi, by the cowherd women. Eva, indeed. Cha, also. Rama, Lord Balaram. Abhivadya, offering respects. Pitarao, to his parents. Nanda and Yashoda. Ashir Bhi, with prayers, Abhinanditaha, joyfully greeted. Translation, having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the cowherd men and their wives embraced Lord Balaram. The Lord then offered respects to his parents, and they joyfully greeted him with prayers. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti gives the following verse regarding this situation. Nityananda Swarupopi Prematapto Vrajau Pasham Yayau Krishnam api tvatva yashtvam ramam mud mohustuma. Let us repeatedly glorify Lord Balaram. Although he is the original personality of eternal bliss, Nityananda, he felt pain by the love for the residents of Raja. Thus he went to see them, even at the cost of leaving Lord Krishna. Text 3, we can do it together. Chiram na pahi darshaha sanu jo jagat ishvaraha ityaropyankam alingya netrahi shishishatur jalahi. Nanda and Yashoda prayed, O descendant of Darshaha, Dasharaha, O Lord of the universe, may you and your younger brother, Krishna, ever protect us. Saying this, they raised Sri Balaram onto their laps, embraced him, and moistened him with the tears from their eyes. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this verse as follows. Nanda and Yashoda prayed to Sri Balaram, may you, along with your younger brother, protect us. Thus they expressed their respect for the fact that he is the elder brother, and they also showed how much they considered him their own son. Om Gyana Tirmanyasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshul Amitanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Satsarupa Das Gosampanane Satsarupa Vidam Vande Vindam Sarvishnu Bhakti Grantana Naipunyam Bhakti Vidanta Sikshitam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Did I say Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutla Srimati Bhagavanda Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vishnaya Vishnaya. So, this is a very interesting chapter. Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan. And so if you can recall, it's been a long, long time since they left Vrindavan. They had left Vrindavan when they were invited to the wrestling match of Kamsa. And they were just young boys then, about 12, 13 maybe, not even that old, maybe smaller than that. And they had a wonderful childhood pastime there. And now he's going back as a married man. Imagine the time that has transpired. It's a very, very long time. And so this sentence say, or this part of the sentence may seem trivial or insignificant if you don't pay proper attention. Having long suffered the anxiety of separation, the cowherd men and their wives embraced Lord Balaram. The Lord then offered respect to his parents and they joyfully greeted him at first. But this part here, having long suffered the anxiety of separation. So they suffered the anxiety of separation for many, many, many years. Yeah, and it was not easy. So the question can be asked, if the gopis are the highest recipient of Krishna's love, how is it that they had to be separated for such a long time? And they were crying bitterly most of the time. See? That you would consider a question to ask, you know, because if you remember in the Srimad Brihat Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami, it stated that Narada was trying to find the highest recipient of Krishna's mercy or love, and then he went through all of these, from the Brahmana to Prahalad to the Pandavas to Hanuman to Uddhava, and then finally came to the gopis. So I'd like to read just a little bit about what Uddhava said. Uddhava said here, "My dear Narada," Narada's trying to find out, "recently I went to Vraja where I observed the unimaginable and unthinkable love of Vraja gopis that had made my proud head bow down unto the earth out of reverence to them. I could then know on what a high pedestal is reserved the gopis' seat in the pleasant woodlands of Krishna's enchantment, and on what low level my own seat is reserved. I felt in my heart of hearts for whom Sri Krishna's sweetheart is reserved, and who are the dear ones par excellence to him. But how mysterious is the characteristics of his prema. I am fortunate indeed to realize the unfathomable sweet beatitude of Gopi's love. At the very sight of the Vrajavasis, I felt myself blessed. And I consider that it was a real gift of my master, Sri Krishna, to send me here, and then only counting myself as one of the confidants of my master. I felt extremely delighted. I was so much overpowered with spiritual emotion at Vraja that repeatedly I sang the glories of the gopis, and my tongue cannot adequately express the aspiration that rose in my heart, making me roam about in ecstasy, which is well known to everybody. Time and again I salute you, and with all humility say, O great Muni, time and again I salute you, and with all humility say that although I know you are thirsting to drink deep of that ocean-like prema, Lord, kindly do not ask further about it here at least." So this was when Narada was asking Uddhava. He was praising Uddhava, that Uddhava is the best of the recipient of Krishna's mercy. But then he says when he met the gopis, he was like nothing. See? So now the question is asked, these highest recipients of Krishna's mercy, how is it that they are left in separation for such a long time? And then let us read a little bit, because this is very, very important in this verse here, really, having long suffered. Let me read what Mother Rohini is saying. Ha ha. Are they not most fortunate? They are in the ocean of melancholy. Melancholy means like sadness. And are born always with a hid gem-like flame of the pang of separation for Sri Krishna. Without Sri Krishna, they are like fish out of water. Oh, could they even now be alive without him? When Sri Vasudev brought me to Mathura from Gokula, at that time the bereaved heart of Yashoda burst into tears in such a way that even the hardest stone could not remain untouched. And I might further say that the Vraja itself, thunder, harder than the stones, broke into pieces. And what should I say about the gopis? They are living in a most pitiful condition. They are void of Sri Krishna, void of life. No human mind can think of their state of perturbance. They remain as if fish were out of water. Being a lady with little knowledge, I thought that Sri Krishna might heed to me. Therefore, on his return from Gurukulam, I with a lamenting heart told him." So that's Mother Rohini, because Mother Rohini was in Gokula, right? When all the pastimes were taking place. So she knew a lot about what was going on. See? Then, so the Lord had sent Uddhava to appease the gopis, to try to make them blissful. And they were, to some degree, satisfied. Uddhava looks like Krishna. He's an exalted devotee and everything. So they thought that he would be good. And Uddhava had promised that when he goes back to Vrindavan, he would send Krishna immediately. But that never happened. See? And then from Vrindavan, the Lord, he got married and so forth, and then they went to Dwarka. They went to Dwarka. And then he built the palatial buildings and so forth. And then now Balaram, because we recently did the chapter with Nriga, he's saving Nri. And so Balaram, of his own accord, is going back to Vrindavan. And here it's saying what state he's meeting the gopis. Let me read a little bit about what Balaram says. You see, even after my 2 months stay over in Vraja, I could be of very little help to bring comfort and consolation to them. This is Balaram speaking, and this is now he's going to Vraja. And I became quite sure that without Sri Krishna's very presence at Vraja, nothing could make them feel composed. Therefore, time and again, I gave my promise to them that I would be sending Sri Krishna to them as soon as I would reach Dwarka. So saying, I hardly came back here at Dwarka. With all my deep feeling, I said to him, Dear Krishna, taking into account the feeling of their pangs, you must, without loss of time, make your advent in Vraja. Otherwise, it would be impossible to save their lives. So you can imagine the lamentation there. And then there's another little piece here. I'll read about Bala again. Then after making himself a little composed with great difficulty, he said, Oh Krishna, what should I say about the cows when they love you so much? So Bala is giving an account of what happened there. Even the deer, birds, trees, creepers, grass, and bushes, all are faded and gradually dying on account of your absence there. The rivers and the mountains of Vraja are mostly disappearing. Oh, dear brother, Sri Krishna, only a very small number of people there are surviving with a strong belief that they would have your sight once again at Vraja. Now I beg of you not to ask me further about them. Even now, if you do not hasten your advent at Vraja, then the remaining gopas and gopis will definitely be welcomed soon by the Lord of Death. The most beautiful Yamuna of Vraja is almost dry, and not even knee-deep water she carries. Being held up by your own hand, the high sky-kissing mountain Govardhan has now become as low as a hillock. Even by continuous prolonged fasting, the gopis do not die because of drinking your nectarian nama. But it is sure that the pangs of separation from you will act as the forest fire, and alas, ultimately will consume them all. Oh, what a sight to conjure. Such a scene breaks the heart into pieces. So this was Balaram's report there. The high mountain, Govardhan. So one time we were talking about the Govardhan mountain, that it is shrinking like one mustard seed, or so many mustard seeds per year, or something like that. But also it's stated that when Krishna left Vraja, it shrunk a lot. You see? Shrunk a lot here. And this is from Srinath Sanatana Goswami's account of the pangs of the gopis. So of course we hear that Balaram is going there to appease them. And Balaram, he is considered the original spiritual master. He gives strength, spiritual strength, to the devotees so that they can they can able to continue in their devotion to Krishna. That's what he does. So he went in Braja with the intent of doing this. But even his spiritual strength to some degree, you know, would not be sufficient to appease the residents there. And we hear of the Akankar, but at least for the 2 months he was there, he somewhat pacified the residents, as we'll read later on. And you know, he met the cowherd boys. They had grown up just like him. See, he met his parents, Nanda and Yashoda. The verse states here that they had wanted to assure him that he is their son also. It says, Sanatan Goswami says here, Jiva Goswami says, and they also showed how much they considered him their own son. Because remember, he is the son of Vasudeva and Rohini, right? He is the son of Vasudeva and Rohini, if you remember the pastor. But, I mean, he grew up with Nanda and Yashoda in Gokula. And so they treated him like their own son. And so he would appease them for some time. But of course, when he went back, this was the report that he gave to Krishna. Also, there was a significant part here that is stated. But maybe before I go to the part, we can deal with this a little bit. Because Lord Krishna is not short of any power. We've seen that he expanded himself 16,108 times. He could have expanded himself and go back to Vraja. See, that was one reason. It's not, we could say, a matter of distance, because Gokula is very far from Dwarka. I mean, if you know the geography of India, Dwarka is on the west coast, and Gokula is very close to New Delhi. But we find that Krishna also went to Hastinapur, which is New Delhi, or Delhi. And that is, you have to pass through, or not through, but you have to pass along the way from Gokula to Hastinapur to meet the Pandavas. And Lord Krishna went several times. He went to the Mahabharata too, but he still didn't go. See? So this is considered a high order question. Why was this so? See, why was this so? There's something more behind that. I mean, we know in Maharaja's book, The Glories of Radharani, he said that there was a course there, and maybe to some extent that might be one reason. And there is another reason here that was given in the fourth text. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur addresses the question of why Lord Krishna, the great ocean of pure love, did not also go to Vraja. In explanation, the Acharya provides the following two verses. Prayashi prema vikyata, pitarau ati vatsalau, prema vasya cha krishnastams, tvaktva na katam eshyati, iti matvaiva yadava, pratya bandan harir gatau, rajau prema pravahi swa, lila hinan tvam iyushaha. The Yadus taught the Lord's beloved girlfriends are famous for their pure ecstatic love, and his parents are extremely affectionate towards him. Lord Krishna is controlled by pure love, so if he goes to see them, how will he be able to leave them and come back to us? With this in mind, the Yadus prevented Lord Hari from going, knowing that he becomes subservient to the pastimes in which he reciprocates the ever-increasing love of the inhabitants of Vraja. So this is also a very fundamental reason, that because the Yadus, they thought that if Balram, if Krishna goes there, With the love of the gopis, he would not come back. He would not come back. So they decide, well, they would not allow him to go. See, that was one reason. But I mean, we can say, I mean, that's a great reason, but he can expand himself and go without them even knowing. See, I mean, we can think along that line too. It's not that Krishna is limited to one form. We find that he divided himself 16,108 times. Why can't he divide himself another time? Right? Then we can't say it's distance, because we've seen he went to Hastinapur. He would go in the spiritual world in a wink of an eye. See? So that's not limited him too. Right? So it had to be more to it than meets the eyes. You see? Has to be more than that. And of course, like I said in that book, The Glories of Radharani, that was saying. So I'll go to this other part here. It's stated here that, and this came up a few times, O descendant of Dasharatha. Dasharatha. O descendant of Dasharatha, O Lord of the universe. And this came up a few times, and so I did a little research. In one of the Puranas, I think one of the, is it the Brahma Vaivarta Purana? One of the Puranas. It stated that there was a great king by the name of Dasharatha. He was very strong and very courageous and very kind to his people, very loving, very likable. He married the daughter of Kashi, the king of Kashi. And when he brought her home after the marriage, he was ready for union, you know, intimate meeting. But his wife says, I don't want to be touched. And she said, I'm not attracted to you. I don't want to be touched. And don't touch me. She said, what use of touching a woman when she's not in a mood to be touched? See? But it stated that he actually persisted and tried to embrace her. And as soon as he did that, her body burnt him like an hot iron rod. And he was immediately surprised, and he pulled away. And then he asked her, well, why is this so? She said, I'm observing a vow to Lord Shiva. And so I cannot touch anyone at this time. But if you also follow that vow, you will become purified and then we can meet again. And so so what happened, he was initiated by Garga Muni and then he recited the Shiva mantra. And then he stated when he did that, he became purified and then he was able to touch her. But he is considered a great king along this line, Dasharatha. He was born in Mathura. Mathura, and he came in this line. So that's why they're calling Balaram O descendant of Dasharatha. See, the lineage. So, okay, time is going. And maybe one last point I want to touch, and that is that these places that's been explained within the Srimad Bhagavatam, they're all existing unto today, and the pastimes of the Lord enacted upon all these places, and they're still there. So this is one sense is a good proof to know that these pastimes are not really mythical, And these places are not mythical, but they still exist. See? And the stories are still being told over and over again. And their relics, their different things that still might be present unto today. You see? And so this is proof to the world that this pastime is authentic and valid. So we have more to go. I'll stop here. Is there any comment? Question? Anybody? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.